All of a sudden, we seem to be making real strides in terms of access to cell phones. We've talked on this program before about ways of not just making calls and checking who's calling you, but also sending and receiving text messages and doing the internet on a cell phone. Well, there's another device to add to this mix, which is about to be released from Elva, and that is the MPO, the Mobile Phone Organizer. It also sees another competitor in the very busy note taker or PDA market at the moment. To tell us about the MPO, we're joined by Albert van Janway from Elva in the Netherlands.
Albert, thank you very much for coming on the program. The MPO is a device that has been much awaited. Can you tell us in broad terms what it is and what its functions are?
Well, we consider the MPO as a all-in-one device for personal information management and communication. It has a user interface that's accessible for braille literate blind people. So it has 20 braille cells for information output and a speech synthesizer for information output. And it has an 8-key braille key input for entering in your information. The basic functionality in the first release that will come out this summer is a GSM telephone with SMS services. It has a note taker inside. It has an agenda, calculator, contact database. And I'm sure I'm forgetting something, but that's the basic functionality at this moment.
What speech synthesizer have you opted to go with in the MPO?
The MPO will come together with a Babel InfoFox speech synthesizer. And that's available in many languages. So that's why we made the choice. Except for and also it has very good speech quality.
What's the underlying operating system of the MPO? Have you gone with CE, or are you using Linux, or what have you got there?
Well, it's not too important what operating system it is, but it's Windows CE. But you won't notice anything about it, except for the PC synchronization functionality, meaning if you connect the MPO to a PC, then you can automatically synchronize your contact information and your text files.
Does that also allow you to synchronize your calendar at this point, or not yet?
Yeah. The contact data and the calendar are compatible with Microsoft Outlook, and meaning that if you synchronize your information files, then it also will synchronize your calendar.
The software that you're running on the device, then, I take it that it's a custom-made user interface for blind people. So this is software that you've written in-house, is that right?
That's correct. We made all the application, and we made a menu structure to have access to all the applications and all the commands. So, the thought behind that is that we want to offer a user interface that's very easy to learn. It has a short learning curve, and using the menu structure, well, within a couple of hours you are able to use the whole MPO.
Now, the cell phone is a very exciting aspect of this product. How does that work? I suppose that it would allow you to have complete control of the phone book, sending and receiving of text messaging. All of that would come up on the braille display and be accessible from speech.
Yes, that's correct. We've made all the functionality that you would find in a regular cell phone. We've made it accessible in braille and speech. The MPO is rather big, so you won't hold that to your ears, but you use a headset together with that. And from the braille keyboard, you can enter your telephone numbers, or you can use the menu structure to look up your contacts, and then you make your phone calls. You can read and receive SMS messages, etc. Plus, you have all the information available that's normally also displayed on a cell phone, like the strength of the signal and the battery status. So you can check that also using your braille display.
Is there a way of identifying an incoming call when that comes in?
Yep. You can, when a phone comes in, you get, of course, a ringtone. And then the caller ID is displayed in braille. And if you don't have that person in your contact database, the phone number is displayed. Otherwise, it automatically looks up the person in the contact database and displays its name.
When you've got the headset plugged into the unit, does it allow you to hear the speech over that same headset when you're not using the cell phone feature?
That's correct. But you can also use the MPO without the headset. It also has a built-in speaker and microphone.
So does that mean it might be possible at some point in the future to do some limited sound recording on the MPO?
That might, but we haven't decided on that yet.
Okay. Can you give us an idea as to the dimensions of the MPO?
It's about one third of an A4 page. I don't know if you're familiar with A4 size.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. It's about 22 centimeters wide, about 10 centimeters high, and the depth is about 5 centimeters, 4.5.
And I guess the big question: how much will you be selling this for?
This unit will be sold for around 4,000 euros. The price level is about the same as the accessible PDAs you can buy nowadays.
And what are the braille cells that you go with in this?
What exactly do you mean?
Well, I'm just wondering who the manufacturer of the braille cells.
It's a Japanese manufacturer. It's from KGS.
What kind of feedback have you had? Because I know that there have been prototypes around at CSUN and then latterly at the DAISY consortium. So some people have seen this. What kind of feedback have you received?
Yeah, we showed it at the CSUN conference, and people were very enthusiastic, especially about the integrated functionality. It seems that the added value of this MPO is that people don't have to carry around a lot of different devices. And all in one concept, plus a menu structure that's very convenient to use, that's easy to learn, and that's very appealing to the people. Except from that, people like the ergonomics of the MPO. It's not too heavy. It's small. It's compared to other note takers. Yeah, it's smooth and easy to handle. So. Yeah, that's what people like about it.
Are you considering at any stage releasing a version of the MPO that doesn't have the braille display, which I'm sure would lower the cost considerably, but would just be a speech product?
Yes, that's correct. The MPO is is some kind of a platform. We consider it as a starting point in a line of products. And in the future, we first will investigate how people would like a version without the braille cells, but with braille input keys. And next steps will be also products that can be used by people that don't know braille at all. So we are considering QWERTY keyboard or other types of information input together with speech output only.
So at the moment, I take it that Windows CE, as you mentioned, is really just in the background and is not obvious to the user. So it doesn't offer at this point screen reader functionality, for example, so that you might be able to use some of the standard Pocket PC applications that are out there.
No, we keep away from information processing. We think that MPO will develop into a unit for mobile applications, meaning for people that are on the way or in a train or in a bus, whatever. And on those locations, you usually do not use word processing or Excel sheets, unless, of course, you are a consumer professional. But this product is really for the regular customer.
I take it, though, there is some kind of word processing functionality, or would you call it more note-taking than word processing in this MPO?
We would call it note-taking. It's essential note-taking, meaning that you can enter information, you can edit, you can look up information, all that kind of functionality, but you cannot format information.
Okay. How much memory is on board the MPO?
Standard, there's 64 megabytes of user memory available.
The cell phone in the unit, just coming back to that, is that GPRS capable?
Yes, it's GPRS prepared already, meaning that in the future, and then we're talking about, maybe 1.5 to 2 years, you will be able to also have wireless internet access or send emails around using the GPRS functionality.
And it's a tri-band phone too, isn't it?
It is. That means that you can use it anywhere in the world where there's, of course, GSM coverage, but you can use it in Asia as well as in Europe as well as in the United States.
Do you ever conceive of a time when the MPO, because of the high-speed internet access that's available with GPRS, well, I suppose medium speed for cell phone access, but do you ever consider there will be a time when the MPO will support the playing of media files such as Windows Media and MP3 and even the streaming of media?
Yes, that wouldn't take too long, I guess. The MPO is already prepared for MP3 playback, because there's also a connection for a stereo headset that you can use in full, that you can listen in full quality to your MP3 files. At the moment, we are trying to find out in what way our customer would use the MP3 functionality. Do they want to carry around one or two songs? Then it's no problem at all. If they want to carry around their whole collection, then we have to think about how to add that much of memory to the MPO. But we expect media players, I guess next year. And that means that we will add a MP3 player and possibly a Daisy player as well to listen to your electronic books, digital talking books.
Are you designing it in such a way that third-party developers will be able to develop applications for the MPO?
Not yet, no.
All right, now when are you expecting to ship?
We expect to ship the units that will go to our distributors for demo purposes this summer, meaning the end of July. And from that point, the MPO will be introduced in several countries. And we can ship for the end user, for the consumer, in the first week of September.
Will there be any MPOs on display at the big American consumer conventions at the beginning of July?
We'll have over there some of the prototypes.
So
we will be at the ACB conference, at the NFB conference, at the AHEAD conference in Texas.
And then, of course, there's Site Village coming up in the UK not long after that.
Yeah, we will use Site Village to more or less introduce the MPO in the United Kingdom. And later on, we will organize together with R&B a introduction event somewhere in September. But we will show it and offer the people a first hands-on experience with the MPO in Birmingham at the Site Village conference. Yeah, that's correct.
Is there a website that people can go to keep up with developments with the MPO?
Yes, at this moment you can go to www.alphabrail.com/MPO.
Very good. Well, I appreciate you coming on the program, and we will watch this product with a lot of interest. It sounds exciting, and thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.